Doctor Who, The Chimes of Midnight.
Well, Charlie, where are we?
I don't know, Doctor. It's too dark. You were supposed to be getting me to Singapore, you know. 1930, remember?
An Edwardian Christmas. How lovely.
I never much liked plum pudding. Cook always used to make far too much of it, and we were still picking our way through it by New Year.
Oh, I love a bit of plum pudding, though.
Charlie, there'll be a death here soon.
Edith, what are you saying? Who's death?
I can make you warmer than that fire ever could.
Can't you just leave it, I said?
I only wanted a kiss.
Always been your favourite, ever since you were a little girl.
It certainly has. You'll make me plum pudding forever, won't you? Even when I'm grown up.
There'll be another murder soon, and everyone will forget me. Don't you forget me, Charlie.
Oh.
Mr. Shaughnessy, you're pointing a gun at us.
Yes, sir.
That's not a very nice way for a well-bred butler to behave, is it?
You are not to go upstairs. It is not our place. We only go upstairs when we are summoned.
Please, don't leave me here on my own. Doctor! Doctor, where are you?
Of course, it's not proof. I mean, I suppose I could be lying when I said I didn't kill her.
Oh, yes. As of course could I.
Stands to reason. Once you've committed murder, a bit of fibbing is hardly going to bother your conscience, is it?
It's mocking us. Whatever this force is, it's mocking us.